On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, psychic medium, John Edward. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure to finally meet you. John, you've been on the scene for a while now. Let me ask you this right off the bat. I said psychic medium. Can you be both? Well, obviously, because you're both, right?
Yep.
But usually, is it one or the other?
So you have to be psychic before you can be a medium. So
it's like, there's like a progression.
Yeah,
okay.
Like doctor and surgeon. So in order to be a surgeon, you got to be a doctor first.
Huh.
So it's like when you're doing medium work, you're using your psychic ability. So some people use intuition and their psychic ability to do regular psychic reading. Some people use it and use the tool or the lens of astrology and numerology.
Got it. How did you first learn about your ability? At what point did it go from intuition to a psychic ability?
It happened when I went to debunk a woman that was doing readings at my grandmother's house. I wanted to prove to my family that she wouldn't be able to read for me. So after I went to...
How old were you?
15.
Okay.
I was 15. And all of sophomore high school, 15-year-old, testosterone, 15.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's not going to be able to do this. And she changed my life. She literally changed my life. She told me I had this ability. And
she recognized the ability in you.
Yeah, she actually said that the reason why she agreed to come to the house that day was so she could actually meet me and put me on my path. And that I had highly evolved beings of white and gold light that were ready to work with me. So I thought she was nuts.
That's heavy. What'd your parents think?
My dad, at the time, mom and dad were separated. My dad was a New York City police officer and a career military guy. So if you remember the Muppet Show, old guys up in the balcony.
Yes.
That was my father. my mom, totally into the subject matter. So she allowed me to go for the reading, but said I had to treat the woman with respect. I said, I'll treat her with respect, but I'm not going to help her. And it was in that reading that she kind of put me on this path.
So she put you on the path, and then at what point, how do you develop the skill set, if you will? How does one...
So I can only speak from my experience and it's kind of how I guide people. I was blown away by the experience. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like the fact that this woman was able to walk through my life. Kind of feels like you got robbed a little bit. Like it's a violation when you're not thinking it's possible. So if you've been robbed, you want to put an alarm system in. So for me, the way to do that was to get information. So I went to the local public library, and back then it was under the occult section. So I was embarrassed to check the books out because the word just doesn't sound cool.
Right.
And I read every book that they had in the public library. And I was like, this is not psychic. This is common sense. Like, this is nothing psychic about this. So I had to realize that I had intuition my entire life. I was utilizing it. I thought it was common sense, which I do think it is, by the way, common sense. So it's like common sense and logic kind of put together. But you can work at it. So it's like muscles. Like, people work out, they get bigger. They eat properly, they'll get bigger. But if people have a genetic predisposition and do that, they're going to get way bigger than the average person.
Do we all have a level of intuition that we can develop? Not to your level, though, correct?
I think every single person can and should develop their intuition to live a more intuitive, energetic-based life.
Interesting.
Like, I've got two kids. Like, they're 16 and 11. Both of them are highly psychic, highly developed. Neither one of them are interested in doing readings. They don't see this as being anything. You know, it's like, my wife speaks Portuguese, they speak Portuguese. Daddy speaks energy, they speak energy. They don't have a desire to live in Portugal, and they don't have a desire to be psychic.
Yeah.
But they apply it to their everyday lives.
Yeah, it's got to complement everything you do, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a lens.
Yeah.
So it's like how you look at life. It gives you clarity.
Now, we've had a few other mediums in here. Tyler Henry, Teresa Caputo. It may have been another one. I can't remember. What are your thoughts on them, and what's unique about your process as opposed to them?
I can only speak for my own. I really come from a place of my focus is to get people to be critical thinkers and to look at patterns and pathways in their life, not just talk to dead people, because I've been doing this for a long time. It's been 34 years of my life.
Yeah.
So it's over four decades of actually reading, teaching, and healing.
Yeah.
So for me, it's about getting people to recognize, where are you at and how can we make what's coming up different, and know that you're not alone because these people are kind of coming in. But I want to provide people with the insights to kind of leave them better than I found them.
How would you best describe, John, what the other side is?
I can't. It's one of the things that people always ask me. They'll say, every publisher I've worked with, they're like, we want you to write a book about like the afterlife. I'm like, I can't write that. And they're like, well, why not?
You haven't been there.
I haven't been there. I was like, I live here, not there. I was like, well, you've been doing this for a long time. I go, I have. I said, I've also been going to Australia for a long time. I can tell you what I've seen. I can tell you what I've eaten. I can tell you where I've stayed. I can tell you who I've met. I go, but I can't write the history or the tour book to Australia.
Right.
It would be egotistical. So for me, I feel the same way.
Is that the most misunderstood part of what you do?
The most misunderstood part of what I do, I would say by today's standards, is that people think that I'm constantly bombarded by information and energy everywhere I go.
Yeah.
That's probably right now the most misunderstood. It shifts and changes depending upon what's on television. Like when The Ghost Whisperer was on TV, every time I would do an event, people would be like, are they stuck? Like, do they need help? And I'd be like, fan of The Ghost Whisperer? And they'd be like, yes. I'm like, no. I was like, love the show.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Love Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Right there. Yes,
but,
exactly.
You know, and I would explain, I'd be like, but that's a fictionalized show.
Right.
But people would watch stuff and they would think now that their loved ones could be trapped. So depending upon what people see, it's like depending on what they're watching.
Is it true that you hate doing celebrity readings?
With a hot, fiery passion.
Why?
I think it's way harder. I think that because people are celebrities, their lives are out there. They put their lives out there. Then you add social media and the internet on top of that.
Right.
It makes the experience a lot harder to do for people to look at it with credibility.
Right.
And I don't have the personality or the patience when it comes to like I've been doing this for too long. Like if somebody takes themselves too seriously, like I end the session. So it's like, I'm like it doesn't really go well.
How long does an average session last? Does it vary?
Yeah, it varies. It could be
from what to what?
40 minutes, 45 minutes to 90 sometimes, depending upon how people are coming through.
Right.
Half hour.
And there's a lot of info about astrology on your Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah.
Is that an important part of your work, or how do you incorporate
it? I kind of feel like I'm not an astrologer by any means, and I've been studying it for my entire career. I'm a little bit lazy, to be honest. Like, you know, when you get the information downloaded to you, like that's actually science for me, and it's like I have to work at doing it. It's another tool. It's an amazing tool, by the way. Like if you get somebody who's really good at what they do, it's not just about prediction. It's really about understanding like lessons and patterns. And when you see it play out, it's kind of like, whoa. So it gives you an idea of what the weather is going to be like cosmically. And it gives you an idea about what's taking place. So there's a few people that on social media, you'll see me retweet constantly. I just did it. There's a woman from the UK. Her name is Pam Gregory.
Right.
And she did a whole thing about what's coming up, you know, the next month. And it's really good information. So I'm viewing it not as John Ivor the psychic. I'm viewing it as John Ivor the person like, oh my God, this is important. You know, favorite retweet, follow.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating. And I know you got a bunch of live shows coming up. So how do these work? Are they just like the old show or?
So the show actually was produced based on my live events.
Got it.
They wanted to capture that experience as best as they could. So yeah, it's that, but it's more now today than it was back then. So it's kind of like, there's way more teaching. There's way more kind of inspiring people to understand like how to utilize what's coming through. So it applies to everybody that's in the room, not just the person that's being read.
Do you sense anything in this room?
No, I would tell you because they told me I was allowed to. So if I got it, I was told I was allowed to.
Right.
I always feel like it's never okay to read for someone without their permission. So most of the time I'm shut down.
So do you have to put an effort into the, as opposed to it, you just feeling it, if you will?
So here's what I tell people publicly. When you do this work, you have to put your focus and your concentration on allowing, you have to say yes. You have to give yourself permission.
So it's not like something you just shut off.
No, it is something you can shut off.
Pardon me. Yeah. No, but that's what I meant. Yeah. So it is like, something that you can just
like,
shut off.
Do you seek out for someone, or they just...
No.
They come.
So you have to first be in a position to allow yourself to read.
Well, okay. That's cool because I would imagine it'd be torturous.
So I use this as
that's what you're saying. It's not like he's being bombarded all the time.
Anybody like germophobic? Anybody here like a germaphobe?
No.
Okay, so if you understand like
definitely not him.
How people
he barely showers.
If you understand how somebody could be germophobic, I'm like that when it comes to energy. I don't want to be in someone's space energetically unless I have to.
Huh.
So if I'm shopping on a plane, doing something, I'm going to be powered down. Like I am germophobic. So if you put those two things together from like an OCD kind of place, unless I'm in the right space to do it for me, my background's in healthcare. So I feel like if you're going to have surgery, you want to have surgery under the right conditions. You don't want to have surgery in aisle 5 of the supermarket.
You're married, correct?
I am.
How did this affect your romantic life? It's almost like, did you use it as part of your game?
I did.
Because I would.
I absolutely did.
Really?
I absolutely did. And believe it or not, like early
on. I absolutely did.
Early on, it wasn't, some folks back, you know, found it creepy. So it wasn't as, it wasn't what you would think. But
So you were able to, like, you can turn it off now, but when you were first doing this, was there a time where they were just, like, bombarding?
Okay, you have to understand, when I first started doing this, I was 15. So between the ages of, like, 15 and, like, 17, I was completely obnoxious. Like, yeah. I wasn't shutting it off, and I was, you know, whipping it out and showing it everywhere possible. You know what I'm saying?
Like a 15-year-old should.
Yeah, and I was coming from a place of ego.
Like, you had to learn to do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, here's what happened. I used to manage a video store, and I jokingly say when I'm publicly speaking, I
like
go...
Like Blockbuster?
Yeah. Well, actually, before that, I always say, like, you know, for the kids in the room, that's like Netflix in a building. But the reality is, when people would come up to the counter with their boxes, I would attack read them. And it wasn't like I wanted to raise awareness and to teach. I wanted to shock them and like kind of say, look what I can do. Like, and then I would get in trouble from the owner of the store.
Oh, that's funny.
And then after a period of time, actually I got reprimanded by another psychic. She said to me, would you ever watch your neighbor shower? And I had a really hot neighbor. So I was like, oh my God, like, you know, what is she getting? And she said, would you ever do that? And I said, what do you mean? She goes, it's her bathroom on the first floor. And I said, it is. I go, where are we going with this? She said, would you ever from the outside of her house watch her shower? I go, no. She goes, tell me why. I go, because it's creepy. She's like, right, but you could. I go, yes, I could. She goes, just because you could doesn't mean you should. Never do it psychically. So when she put it like that,
right.
I was like, yeah, that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Because we can go anywhere and you could say, tell me about that person. And I could.
Yeah. There'd be some guilt, I guess, attached to that too. That'd be
tough. It's really unethical.
Yeah.
It's karmically not correct.
Is it true that she used to be a ballroom dance instructor?
I did.
Really?
I did.
What did you teach?
I taught I was a student from 92 to 93, and then I was involved peripherally for about 3 or 4 years. I wasn't really like a teacher. I mean, I taught, but I wasn't like that wasn't my career.
Right.
My wife owned a dance studio.
Oh, she did? Your wife was an instructor.
So in order to stay in that world.
Got it.
Because it was like a little weird, you know what I'm saying? Like to be an Italian guy. And then like having your wife dancing with other men and be on like competitions and all that kind of stuff. I was like, no, I need to be part of this world. Like, right. So I got myself and I really enjoyed it. Like I really loved the entire environment,
it's fun.
But it wasn't something that I did as a career. My career was in healthcare.
Would you ever consider Dancing with the Stars?
I always said no, but if they would, with knowing that I had a background in it, if they like allowed it, maybe.
Sure.
Maybe.
Sure. Oh, that'd be fun.
But then when people ask me that and they're like, yeah, that would be really great. I go, would it? Like, what if I didn't do well? Like, that would be like really bad.
It's all right. You could do well without having necessarily. That's good. Oh, that's fun. These fun facts discovering right here. All right. I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right. Most famous spirit you've communicated with?
John Lennon.
Really? Can you tell me what he said?
I don't really. It was you can look online. The woman that I read put it up online.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. If you could be any animal, what would you choose?
Ooh, a wolf.
Most dangerous thing you've ever done?
Most dangerous thing I've ever done. Ignore a message that I got, which put me in danger.
Oh, wow. Superpower.
Mine?
Aside from yours, if you could have another one, which one would it be?
That's so weird. My daughter just asked me some of the same questions the other night. I don't know. I Because, you know, you would do this, like, there's a whole bunch of them. You can go flying, you can go with. Maybe healing.
It's a great one. Cocktail of choice.
Zevia.
Zevia?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Wait, what is this? Is that like a Zima?
No, Zevia is a sugar-free soda that has no aspartame or bad stuff in it.
Oh, and do you mix that with like bourbon or something? Or?
Nope.
Oh, just no. Oh, that's just drink of choice. Yep. Okay.
Drink
that's
of
why
choice.
I threw me off.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
I'm a non-drinker. I don't really drink.
Okay. Who plays you in your life story?
Who plays me? Oh, it depends on what age.
You can cast anyone.
Who would I cast? Michael Keaton.
Oh, I can see
actor.
That.
Great actor. Great choice.
I could see that.
He'd probably nail it too.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I want to see that movie now. You can find John's tour dates and ticket it. You can find John's tour dates and ticket info at onwithmario.com. You can follow him on Twitter at psychicmediumje. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.